We have an exciting and special thing happening right now. Will the Campbells please come forward? You know, I have fun every Sunday, but I really have fun whenever, here, just right down there. I'll be right down to meet you. Don't fall. I have a lot of fun, praise God, whenever people respond to God's word. And we have a miracle happening today. He's asleep. I've been looking forward for like a month to this. That's all right. That's all right. Here, come on around here. Come on in, girls. There you go. Yeah. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. This is a moment in the Christian community when we recognize and celebrate the grace of God living in each of us. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Baptism is a belonging. It's a belonging of God claiming us as His own. It's the beginning of a lifelong journey. Through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism. We acknowledge that God, what God is doing for us, and we affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. Bob, I'm going to ask you some questions first, okay? On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness?
I do.
And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness?
I do.
Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, race, or social standing?
I do.
According to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful member of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? As a member of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries?
I do.
As a member of this particular congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service?
I do.
The membership covenant that you sign states, I will grow spiritually and support the spiritual growth of our church community. I will share in the purpose of our church community. I will find some way to grow in faith apart from Sunday morning worship, and I will protect the unity of our church community. Do you fully understand this covenant and promise to uphold it?
I do.
Would you continue holding him, but turn to the congregation here. Members of the household of God, I entrust Bob to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, perfect him in love, and show him how a true community of faith stands with him in the crossroads of life. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As worshipers together with you in the body of Christ and in this community of the First United Methodist Church of Warsaw, we celebrate your decision to become a member of this church community. We prayerfully support you and look forward to our journey together. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Amen. Bob and Nikki, have some questions in regard to Gavin here. You are blessed, boy. Bob and Nikki, will you nurture all of your children, but in regards today, will you nurture Gavin? In Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and to lead a Christian life. Do you desire to have your child baptized into this particular church community, as well as the faith and family of the entire body of Christ?
We do.
Acknowledging their need for nurture in a Christian community of caring and concerned people, do you promise to allow this church community to love and care for him by bringing him into the life of the Christian community to worship, to teach him the story of our faith, to guide him as he is called into response to the gospel, and to encourage him to be in relationship with other believers as he grows in his faith in God? Church community, would you please stand? Those who have a spiritual heritage with all of these beautiful kids, this local church community, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?